This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Farm bill discussions, the president's proposed budget, and propane meetings in D.C. are all things that Chuck Spencer and I will discuss on this morning's Farm Show. Chuck serves as the executive director of corporate and government relations for GrowMark, and he encourages farmers to be involved in farm bill talks both locally and nationally, as well as with other ag issues.
Well, the House and Senate have been holding hearings and setting the stage for the preliminary framework for the discussions around the farm bill, some of the major provisions in the farm bill. I think we continue to hear that producers, particularly through the Midwest, would appreciate the continuation of some type of risk management program, particularly crop insurance is a focal point that is very helpful to for producers to transcend from one poor price or production year into the next. We have insurance for so many things in life when we have a catastrophic event, and certainly droughts or floods or prevented plantings are catastrophic events to agricultural producers. And we've got to have a way to manage that risk that you put out with all the inputs that you have, with seed, the fertilizer that's put in, and then sometimes replant. You have to have a way to deal with risk. And that's certainly one of the major mainstays of what I think producers look for in the Midwest.
And obviously the farm bill benefits producers the most. I mean, that's who it's for, our local farmers. And I think there are some local discussions that producers could get involved with.
There certainly are. I mean, members of Congress, the House and Senate are on the in-district work period this week. So what that means is they're going to be holding constituent meetings. I know there's office hours that are available for members of Congress throughout the state. You could go to their website or call their district office and check in to see when they're either going to have a public meeting or they're accepting walk-in arranged meetings to visit with constituents. And certainly some of them are specializing those meetings and having specific farm bill sessions. I know Congressman Rodney Davis is having four throughout his district, going to be held on the farm, talking about farm bill. Of course, Congressman Davis sits on the Agricultural Committee in the House and is chairman of the Biotech Subcommittee. I think what you're seeing is individuals like him and the others who sit on Agriculture Committee in Illinois being very focused. And I think that's a good sign for all of us in Illinois. It certainly means, though, that we have to take our opportunity to provide them with our thoughts on the farm policy. And you know, Katie, we talk about one small provision, which is the commodities title 99% of the time, but there's 12 titles in that farm bill, from conservation to rural development to food assistance programs, energy. We've got all kinds of things that we can talk about and research within the farm policy. So it's a very in-depth provision renewed every 5 years, and it takes all of us to put a good one together.
Well, the other thing that I wanted to ask you about, it's related very closely to the farm bill, and that's the budget that we're going to be seeing for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Proposed a lot of cuts to that, and that affects transportation and infrastructure and all sorts of things. So, Chuck, any update about that ag budget that you'd like to talk about with us?
Well, I always think of the budgeting process, and I hear a lot of the discussion and the concerns raised. Certainly, whenever there's spending reductions that are favored programs, those bring concern to a number of people. I think also what we know is that the budgeting process, a brief review, the president is to submit a budget to Congress on the first Monday of each February. Then Congress budget committees take that up for the next 6 weeks and are to set spending limits for in the House and Senate that the appropriations committees then take up. And between that six-week period and October 1st, which is the beginning of our fiscal year, obviously this fiscal year ends on September 30th, they should have an appropriations process. And I say should because what we know is that's what's always proposed. We haven't had that type or seen Congress been able to complete that type of budgeting process for a number of years. The president's budget certainly sets a marker, sets up the discussions for what priorities are. And I think what we all need to do is be very engaged on what our priorities will be. I think that's being in part put through the Farm Bill process. We're hearing members of Congress voice their interest on what the priorities should be, and they can certainly compare and contrast to what the president's put forward in his budget. So I look at the president's budget much of one that is a conversation starter. Certainly Congress, for years, has done the work of actually assembling the budget numbers themselves. And what we see in the past few years is this reconciliation, which is where they take all the spending levels, put into one large bill. Sometimes they break it into 3 to 4 smaller ones, but still, they'll put the funding proposals for infrastructure, funding proposals for Farm Bill, and we'll discuss that, and they'll pass it all in one big continuing resolution. That's not the ideal way to do budgeting, but it has been the way that it's been a result where the Congress and federal government keeps moving forward. So, once again, I think it's important that we stay very engaged. We bring this up to our elected officials, and we advise them how important it is to go through a budgeting process, establish our priorities, be reflective of the district, what's important for the state and country, and get something enacted.
Well, as I say, so often when it comes to state and federal legislation, we will wait and see what the outcome is. Chuck, I know you've got a meeting to get to, but you, Growmark, and you are very involved in what's going on in D.C. and representing farmers and their interests, and I know you're going to be there later on this month.
Yes, we are. We're going to Washington, D.C. the 19th through the 21st for Propane Days, and that's when all kinds of propane companies across the country will go into Washington, D.C. To share their interests with members of Congress. And you may say, well, that's a very specific topic, but you think about it's amazing in that one sector of the energy industry how important it is for rulemaking. Like something we take for granted on the farm, you will use what we call a jib crane or a crane extension on a truck. Maybe you have a flatbed truck, you've mounted something where you'll pull a dual wheel off and then set it up, and then That's a very safe way to handle it when you're mounting dual wheels on a large tractor or even the big tires of a combine. Well, OSHA, the Office of Safety Health Administration, decided that they needed to have a rule that applied to large crane operators. If you and I were operating a skyscraper crane, somehow that rule applies all the way down to a flatbed truck. And we are perplexed of why they would go to that type of expense and testing for someone who would operate a truck that could set a propane tank. And believe it or not, that will be a very big expense to the industry. It's probably going to limit the amount of workers that can actually put a propane tank on the ground from a flatbed truck. It just doesn't seem to make sense for something that we've done for years in a very safe fashion. So we'll be talking about that with our elected leaders and working with the regulatory process to try to get that straightened out. And there will be other issues when it comes to tax reform, and certainly budgeting with propane and giving them a preview of what we see for the 17-18 heating season. Following that, the next week we'll go out with the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. We'll be talking tax reform, infrastructure, and certainly some farm policy and farm bill proposals that are important to agriculture. So it will be a very busy month. We're going to do our part to try to get our messages in place.
Chuck Spencer of Growmark. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.